Imagine being told your career is over, not because you lost form, not because you weren't good enough, but because you've broken your neck. Javon Andrews was told exactly that. Doctor said he couldn't play again after fracturing his C4 and C5 vertebra in a match. And for most athletes, that's the end of the dream. But what if a diagnosis isn't destiny? 2.5 years later, he's back on the field, signed with the West Tigers, pushing hard to make his NRL debut. So today isn't just about injury, it's about belief, it's about identity. And it's about what happens when the mind refuses to accept that final verdict. Because sometimes the body can recover, but only after the mind decides that it's possible. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality. Find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. If you've played any sport, then you've had some sort of injury and you've had to come back from it. For some of us, we've had bigger injuries than others, and I think that's why we love a redemption story so much, because we can really see ourselves in that. We've had the big setback and we know how hard it is to actually make that comeback. So it's why I love the story this week on Javon Andrews talking about his recovery from a massively significant injury. So he's a young talent and he's diving over to score a try and gets tackled at the same time, and somehow his head goes straight into the goalpost. And he said it actually, the force of it made his head went straight through the padding and hit the pole. And he actually fractures his C4 and his C5 vertebra. He didn't know how serious it was initially, but then once they, you know, the pain's still there and he goes and gets tested, mate, he's a very, very lucky boy. So it's like an extremely serious injury just in everyday life, but when you're playing a contact sport as intense as rugby league, the doctors tell him he won't play again. Now you imagine the shock to the system that he would have got from that. Young fella, he's about 15, he can't play sport anymore. Wouldn't be the first person and won't be the last, unfortunately, but what I love is how he dealt with it. So part of the battle is like, well, if I'm not a footballer, well, then what am I? Like, what do I do next? So he starts questioning things and, yeah, just wondering about the whole situation. And having been through massive injuries myself, it's like you just, it can be really depressing, actually, and drag you down. It's important to have that good support around you, which he had. Like, he talked about his family. His brother, older brother, had played a fair bit of footy and had used a psychologist, and he really lent on that. And so even though he'd been told by doctors that he shouldn't play again, he was determined to look at things from a different perspective. So he's like, all right, well, let's see if we can change this story. And like I mentioned, with the help of the support of his family and parents, siblings, and the psychologist who helped him to realise that his neck was going to be fine, builds up the strength and he makes a comeback 30 months later. Awesome. So he's not just going through a physical rehab. The really important part is the mental rehab. So he's shifting from believing the diagnosis that that's it. So it's almost like victim mentality, to going, no, I'm going to look at things differently. So it's like rebuilding your whole belief system. We think of everything we learn, you know, the doctor gives you a diagnosis, well, then you follow it. But I'm a big fan of what this guy's decided. He's like, I'm not going to take that diagnosis and make it my reality. He's deliberately changing his belief system. Now, crucially, he got support through that. You know, he did joke that his parents had been a bit nervous and called him a bad son or something for going and putting them through that. I'm pretty sure that was tongue in cheek, but as a parent, I can imagine just how tough that would have been for both of them to watch. There was a great quote in the article I read today about it. The body can recover, but first your mind has to believe it's possible. Powerful. So he's a two and a half year comeback. He goes back into playing at a decent level. He had a great year last year with the Titans, and he's just signed a 3-year deal with the West Tigers, development contract with the idea that he'll move into the top 30 for the last 2 years of that contract. But he's actually pushing towards wanting to make his NRL debut this year. Unbelievable, right? Now, like I said, most people can relate to that redemption story. Personally, for me, I'd had similar diagnoses from doctors, sports doctor that I've been seeing since I was 13. Still use him now. It's not to say that there's not a role for those doctors, but they have the methodology that they have, and at the time that was his suggestion. But when I came back to him and I'd fix some things in another way, he was no dramas to him. And like, yeah, great, that's good, that's back. So I'd broken both my feet, not at the same time, different times. Ankle injuries, spiral fracture in my right tib and fib. I'd broken my fib on the left ankle. Knee injuries, meniscus tears, compressed fracture of the coccyx. I got a par defect in my L5 vertebrae. And through all of those, I got told, yeah, you probably should stop running. Because of your feet, got put into orthotics because like my arches were collapsing. Don't lift anything heavy because your back probably shouldn't be playing sport anymore because your knee and your ankles. And I've talked about it in previous episodes how I had a meeting with a mentor in 2013 that said, told me the story about someone they'd worked with had jumped into a swimming pool and fractured their neck and had all sorts of reasons to give up everything, but they talked about what this person had been able to throw themselves into. And they just asked me a simple question, like, do you want to play sport again? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. Well, do you want to believe that that's possible, or do you want to just believe that the diagnosis you've been given is fact and that's it? So that sort of had me thinking of like a different way, which is what the psychological, the mental shift can bring. Questioning the verdict, questioning that diagnosis, setting a new intention. I wanted to play again. I wanted to be able to run again. I wanted to be able to lift again. So it got me out of a few moves when family members and mates were moving because I couldn't lift anything heavy. But I'd much rather have been in there getting into it, which I can do now. So I didn't just go, well, you know, my back will fix itself. I still did things like chiro and acupuncture and kinesiology, found meditation, did the emotional work, rebuilt the nervous system. I haven't been in orthotics now for 8 years because I was able to go and see a run doctor that helped me rebuild my running style, so I wasn't putting so much pressure on my feet. So back to running long distances, playing sport again, a whole lot of different things that I'd been told I couldn't do again. So the core message today, diagnosis doesn't equal your destiny. It doesn't have to be a life sentence. And one person's supposed authority isn't the final word. But you've got to change your identity, change your belief system to make that recovery. Who do I need to be able to look at this differently? What belief do I need? So the question's for you. And this may be from an injury, maybe from an illness, maybe from some other part of your life. What is the limitation that you've accepted way too quickly? what's it stopping you from doing? If we look at the story, who's in your support team giving you belief, helping you to see that another outcome is possible? And then lastly, what small action today that you can make says, I'm deciding to do things differently? Make sure you check out the article, young fella's name, Javen Andrews. It'll probably be on most of your sports websites. Inspiring. It's a snapshot into what is possible for you too. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.